This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour time. Bill Martinez here with you. Shano, I'll tell you, all this stuff in politics, aren't you happy for it? I mean, without politics, it's almost like a day without sunshine.
Yeah,
you know
right. That's one way to put it.
Hey, only because my mind is a little bent this morning, after all. I mean, could you believe what Hillary Clinton said about putting Obama on the Supreme Court? I know people aren't going to believe this, but we have it from her lips to your ears. Let's play that clip.
The next president will probably appoint several members of the Supreme Court. Would you consider appointing Obama?
Wow, what a great idea. Nobody has ever suggested that to me. Wow. I love that.
What a great joke.
Yes.
The audience got it. I mean, you know, it's like,
exactly.
It's like, let's make a deal here, Hillary. If you get to be president, how about just to get even, you make Michelle Obama, let's make her Secretary of State, private server and all. Okay,
right.
Just for fun.
Yes.
Because I want to find a way to get even, okay?
Exactly. And, you know, what I took from that, too, was you can hear in Hillary's voice, and if you watch the clip, too, she just has this... You know, it's the thing that people have talked about with her. She just seems like she's so disingenuous, you know. It's kind of like, I'm up here and you all are down there, you know. This right. kind of goofy answer she gives back, so, yeah.
It's a question from the peasants, you know.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
I know. And the people got it, man. They cracked up. They just go, oh, my God. And she goes, you know, like you say, very disingenuous.
Right.
Oh, that would be a great, yes, right, because he was such an excellent, you know, what would you say, a constitutional professor, not?
Oh, yes, yeah, exactly.
Is that the theory? I mean, everything about Barack Obama seems to be a theory, because we can't seem to validate anything, you know, after he spent, like Carl Gallup said yesterday, what did he invest? Something like $3 million to seal up his entire life.
Yes.
And the only thing he couldn't seal up was all his, you know, all his names, you know, his also known as.
Yeah, the aliases. Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, this is what we're coming down to, ladies and gentlemen, is that Hillary Clinton, even with a straight face, would even suggest that Barack Obama could be on the Supreme Court. But, you know, hey, look, he's going to be busy trying to explain to Michelle and the family why they can't go on these million-dollar vacations anymore at our expense. And he's going to be busy with his library. And, you know, who knows? Supposedly, he's working his way into a position at the U.N.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, you haven't heard that one, huh?
It makes sense, though, I suppose, right?
Well, you know, he sees himself as the definitive world leader.
Yep,
no doubt about it. I mean, he arrogantly believes, and he really believes this, that he's the smartest guy in the room. There is no doubt in my mind that he actually believes that if everybody would just, you know, lockstep with him,
the world would be
a wonderful place.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I agree completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Except the only problem is that, you know, like Margaret Thatcher says, you run out of other people's money. And I, you know, at this point, he's already pretty much emptied our coffers here, looking at almost $19 trillion in debt. And of course, that it like everything that has to do with the government, they can't give you the real math. You know, they need to go and attend, you know, their Common Core math classes to really understand. Or maybe that's how messed up Common Core is, that they can't even get, you know, there's no longer 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah.
What are we going to do here, Shannon? I mean, we got to start all over again.
Well, you know, this is why it's so imperative that people get out and vote the conservative vote this year. No matter who you're voting for, it's, I mean, this is, we're seeing the reason why you need to get out there.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, both sides, all sides. We say both sides, Republican, Democrat, but independents as well. We've all been lied to. We've all been deceived. So it really, you know, the onus is on you to discover the truth, pursue it, okay? Sometimes it's not easy, even in this information age, because we're so, you know, bombarded with information. But you want to make sure that we have the right and true information. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we're going to get back on track, which 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. I say good observation. Okay, now what are we going to do about it? You know, we can't do business as usual because business as usual got us into this mess. And it's going to take a while, but we have to be faithful to the cause if you're really sincere about getting this country back on track. And we need everybody on board, okay? This is a all-hands-on-deck kind of proposition because we've got to take control of our country once again. The three most powerful words in the Constitution, we the people. Okay, we the people. Three most powerful words. All the elites hate that because it spells out by our founding fathers how this government was supposed to work, and the most effective way in which it works is when the people take responsibility. And we drive the bus, not the elites. But we turn the keys over to them. We said, hey, look, we're too busy. They got us all tangled up in survival mode. And so we've taken our eye off the ball thinking, you know, hey, look, we elected these guys and these ladies, and they should look out for our best interests. After all, this is America, and we have this stellar history, you know, of helping one another, helping others on this planet, doing all this good stuff. And meanwhile, they decided, look, at you know, we're so good that we deserve a little cut of the action. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, maybe it started out at 5%. You know, they needed to shave 5% off of the tax coffers, you know, for themselves. And then that begat 10, that begat 15, and it just kept on climbing to the point that Peter Schweitzer, you know, and including Tom Coburn, former Senator Tom Coburn, started pointing this stuff out. But Peter Schweitzer, more specifically, in his book, Throw Them All Out, cited, you know, our elites, our legislature, just having their way with us, you know, coming into the program and as a legislator, not so wealthy, but leaving very wealthy. So what does that tell you? You know, something happened between them getting elected the first time and when they left office. And what happened was they took advantage and they got a lot of money. Are you okay with that? Is that satisfactory? I'm telling you, got a problem with it, especially when, you know, people have inside information and we're only talking the last couple of years because it became so blatant and obvious and there was outrage from we, the people, that Congress decided to, you know, self-adjudicate itself and say, even though, I mean, and I don't know how this happens, okay? The ethics, I mean, this is what makes the ethics part of Congress so laughable. The ethics committee said, oh, it's okay. It's okay to have insider information. Anybody else outside of Congress, we'd be in jail still. But for them, it's okay. I guess, and I don't know how they get to that point to say it's okay for them to take this inside information, like Nancy Pelosi, for example. I grew up in California. She knew that bullet train was going up through the Bay Area, her and her husband. They buy up a bunch of real estate, unbeknownst to the owner that owns the building about three blocks from a critical stop of where that bullet train is going to go. And so they buy up this real estate, I'm sure pennies on the dollar by comparison, and all of a sudden now they're sitting very nicely just waiting for that multi-billion dollar bullet train to be thrust upon the people there in California. And they say, thank you very much. And meanwhile, Nancy and her husband go, thank you very much, because we just had a windfall profit as a result of this wise business decision that we were able to execute. And it was a good guess on our part. Good guess, nothing. They had the information. They had the inside information. They had all the cards. And, you know, they ripped off the guy or the family, whoever it was, that they bought the building from to begin with. And, you know, if that's going to be tied up in court, I think that's worthy of some sort of legal action there against her. But that's just a case in point. And this stuff has been done routinely. Another thing, I'm picking on Nancy Pelosi only because she does it so often. She was on a banking committee and had access to some preferred Visa stock. Her and her husband turned it around, according to Peter Schweitzer, within 3 weeks, made over $100,000. You and I should be so lucky. But this, you know, is routine. That happens. It's okay. And she does with a straight face and then says to everybody, she goes, oh, you know, we need to drain the swamp. You know, we need to drain the swamp of all these people. Well, Nancy, you're part of, you know, you're part of the stuff in the swamp that needs to be drained. Thank you very much. Good observation that it needs to be drained, you included, and everybody else that is not doing the bidding on behalf of we the people. It's all about them. It's not about us. This is the problem. It's an upside-down world that we're in, where right is wrong, wrong is right. It all makes sense. But, you know, for those of faith, you know, we understood that there would be a time that this would happen. And the time is now. I mean, this is happening where, you know, good is being said to be evil. Evil is good. You know, it's an upside-down kind of world. So are we surprised? For those of us that know the Word of God, we're not surprised. For those of us that know the Word of God, we see this happening, and now more than ever, I mean, if you're not already on your knees looking up and asking for help, this really does throw you on your knees, because I got to tell you, frankly, it's not going to be, the problems of America are not going to be answered by a man. We only hope that whoever God has chosen, and that's what we need to look to, is who's God's choice, even though he gives us a choice now, because we said, hey, we didn't want God to be our leader. The children of Israel said this, and of course America followed suit. And, you know, we said, hey, this is the kind of government we want. We want a human being. We want a person that we can relate to be the leader of our country. Well, with that, you get all the human failings, you know, comedy and all, and the expense. And, you know, look what we've gone through for the last 8 years. And we had hoped. We'd hoped. I think there was great, sincere, high ideals for one Barack Obama. And like I said, maybe we were unfair to think that here he is as the first black president, that he could possibly unite us. That could have been our only hope and prayer that, you know, somehow by God's wisdom, he would be able to do that. And what a long way it would have done, you know, for this country. But we are on a trajectory, ladies and gentlemen, that is rather, rather fearful. You know, when we have moved away from our founding Christian principles and say we're no longer a Christian country. You know, we're no longer a country that's going to really be anchored on morals, which, oh, by the way, our founding fathers insisted that our U.S. Constitution was designed specifically for a moral people. You take morality out of the quotient and out of the equation, then what happens? Welcome to America in the 21st century. Families upside down. I mean, we got Planned Parenthood. I mean, did you hear about that? I mean, Shane, I don't know if you saw this in the news,
yeah,
where the people that, you know,
broke the story or whatever.
They broke the story. Yeah. They did the video. They're the ones that now are indicted.
Being prosecuted?
I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Again, this is the upside down world that we're in, ladies and gentlemen, is that these people that brought the truth to us to demonstrate that Planned Parenthood had been selling baby parts in a disgusting way. You saw the videos, and somehow here they are. Supported, and they go after the people that presented the videos. I, you know, this is absolutely disgusting, but this is the world that we live in. Case in point, I mean, we make a deal with a rogue regime We give them $150 billion plus. That's today. That's not counting what's going to happen tomorrow, because now we've opened the floodgates to them. And they said, hey, look, we want you guys dead. We want Israel dead, too. We want a whole package deal here. And, oh, yeah, okay, fine. Your president's going to sign a deal and authorize us to go nuclear and to release $150 billion. And, yeah, we just happen to be the number one, terrorist supporter in the world. And we're kind of proud of that. And we're going to keep that part of our business going just for fun, because that's what we do, and we like to do that. And we like Barack Obama because the guy's a knucklehead, and he's willing to let us have the money. Hey, this is our government at work on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Life.
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Just a great group of guys, and I loved it. Their spirit of let's drop the hyphenation, okay? We're just Americans. I said that is novel. I love that concept. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, and after a year, speaking of which, of simmering racial tension in America, the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation and the First Baptist Church have challenged the nation, Americans of every color, faith, and creed, to come ring the newly restored First Baptist Church bell this February. The bell restored to ring for the first time since the Jim Crow era and the early days of segregation will ring to celebrate the 240th anniversary of First Baptist Church and as a call to action to begin the process of healing of the nation during Black History Month. With us to break it all down and help us understand is Reverend Dr. Reginald Davis of First Baptist Church of Williamsburg. Reverend Davis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. And I gotta tell you, I am so with you and with everybody on this event to let freedom ring, healing, bringing us all together, Reverend Davis. I cannot encourage you enough, and I pray that this will be one of those God-given events that will go a long way on behalf of our country and so many people, black, white, people like you say, of all creed, color, faith, that have been longing for unity in the United States of America.
Yes, and that's why we are asking people to come and make that commitment because, we, like you said before, we're all Americans. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take all of us to help make this nation what it ought to be. This is a clarion call to remind us that we are one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. And so that means when it says for all, that means all people. And so yes. We have to make our creeds match our deeds.
Exactly.
And so in order for people to do that, we have to remind them the sacred heritage of this nation, to take us back to those principles and those values that made us such a great nation.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Davis, we were speaking earlier about Barack Obama, that maybe we unfairly expected him to be a unifying agent and catalyst for our country, because I believe people around this country are longing for that unity. We're looking for that voice, that catalyst that will bring us together. And I agree with you that if this is going to happen, it's got to be a bottom-up movement. It's got to be the responsibility of every American, regardless of color and creed and faith, as you say, to want to be, to want to be the difference, right?
Absolutely. The president cannot do it all. No more than the head on our body can do it all. And so if you look at the nation, the president is the head. We are the arms and the legs and the other organs and all that makes a nation work. We are a democracy.
Exactly.
And that means that all of us got to work together, do our part in order to connect with the larger part and make this nation what it can be. I know America can be a better nation. We have come through many, many events in the past. We've navigated ourselves through that. And I think that we can come through this again, but we have to make the commitment that this is our nation and we are one nation.
Exactly.
And so therefore, we need to put aside those things that divide us and come together and bring together our differences and look at the common good of the whole nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Davis, each time the country has made a radical adjustment, it has been the people of faith that have led the way. And so I congratulate you and those that are involved in this in terms of ringing the bell. I think the church bell is an incredible symbol, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
When we talk about it being a symbol of peace and hope and faith, this bell ringing is action. And, you know, when we go back to the early start of our country and small villages throughout our country, which started out with 13 colonies, that bell ringing was a clarion call, as you say, to bring people together so that we would understand, you know, what the mission was, what was coming about. It gave us sounds of warning, sounds of encouragement and that sort of thing. So I'm really encouraged myself, and I'm excited to see what God is going to do when that bell rings.
Yes, and the history of this church was founded in 1776, the same year as the Declaration of Independence. And so, again, as you said, that we need unity, democracy. Our democracy demands that we dialogue. That should not just be monologue. That should be dialogue. Democracy
exactly.
demands that we come together. Of course, we're going to look at life from different perspectives. But in order to save our democracy, we have to have a love for country, we have to have a love for God, and a love for one another.
People want to know, Dr. Davis, that they count, that they matter. And what
yes.
has happened is the sentiment in this country has been one to invalidate the voices of disagreement. If you don't agree with me, I mean, our country was born out of disagreement. That's what refined
Absolutely.
The vision, right? And so here we are. We have this opportunity to take this division. We've had, you know, a couple of decades of political correctness. And where has that gotten us? It's gotten us off the rails to the point that 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. Well, let's
Absolutely.
Do something and to get away from this insanity, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to have our freedom, but we also got to have responsibility. You know, they say as long as a train is on the track, it'll get to its destination. But if a train gets off its track, it's just a train wreck. And so we're just trying to say we don't want to be a national train wreck. So let's put us back on the track of democracy. Put us back on the track of justice and equality and dignity. And like you said, to let people know that they do matter.
Yeah. And just like it happened then, it was about we the people. It was everybody shoulder to shoulder, back to back with a common vision and understanding of what needed to happen in order to do something rather bold and different. I mean, let's take all these different ideas of empires of the past. Let's look and see what worked, what didn't. Let's embrace those things that work and let's try the great American experiment. And here it is ever since then. You know, it has moved in a very powerful and progressive way, a positive way, but you also have those antithetical forces that really do not want us to succeed. But we're going to stand with you, Dr. Davis. I want you to know this, shoulder to shoulder and back to back for this ceremonial kickoff. Explain to our audience when this will take place, who's going to be attending, and, you know, the whole enchilada, as we would say.
Well, what you can do is go to letfreedomringchallenge.org, letfreedomringchallenge.org, and a lot of the information is on that website. We are asking people to sign up to come and ring the bell. Our initial service, ringing the bell, will be February the 1st. Mm-hmm. We will have guests there, people from every description. We would have the President Thomas Jefferson family there. We would have people from Sally Hemings' family there, members of Rosa Parks' family there. We would have Jesse
wow.
Jackson there. We would have a number of people, Dionne Warwick. We would have the Ambassador at Large, Susan Johnson Cook, and other entertainers, religious leaders, people of faith are coming
exactly.
together to say that we want to be part of the healing of this nation.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Davis, can anyone ring the bell for hope and peace?
Anyone can ring the bell. We're especially asking our young people to get involved because we want them to know where we come from and where we can go. And so if we involve them in the process, then they can become the new leaders to help guide our nation back to those core principles that we hold so dear.
Exactly. Reverend Dr. Reginald Davis has presided as pastor of the historic First Baptist Church in Williamsburg, Virginia, since January 2004. the 21st pastor, I should say, of First Baptist Church. Pastor Davis holds a Master's of Divinity degree from Colgate Rochester Divinity School in New York. Go to letfreedomringchallenge.org for all the information. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional...
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'll tell you, when you have the truth on your side, it is a powerful weapon. Let me tell you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. We're here every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern, and we're live coming at you. So I appreciate you joining the forces here to get this country back on track. Our next guest is Chris Synog. Chris is a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, master firearms instructor, and a neural pathway training expert. He is one of the world's most experienced and respected firearms trainers. He was hand-selected to develop the curriculum for the U.S. Navy SEAL sniper program and became the senior sniper instructor. After retiring from the SEAL teams in 2009, Synog began training civilians and law enforcement officers. Synog wrote How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL, and is the founder of the New Rules of Marksmanship, which is a revolutionary approach to firearms training that has fundamentally changed the way we learn to shoot. His latest book, 12 Ways to Live Like a Navy SEAL, in 2016, we're going to be talking about that as well. Chris, first of all, thank you for your service, your dedication, and your commitment to keep America safe. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Chris, a lot has been said about Navy SEALs. Maybe some of it you may have to chuckle because people's imaginations run away with them, because unless you've been a Navy SEAL yourself and have gone through the rigors of the training and you know, the whole process, It is a unique brotherhood that unless you've been there and done that, you really can't quite understand it. But a lot of people like to romanticize about the Navy SEALs.
Sure, it is definitely a unique brotherhood. There's nothing else like it out there, and I'm, of course, obviously very proud to be a part of it.
Well, you know, for you, you know, like you say, you went through the process and you were very successful. I would think, first of all, just getting through the training period is enough. What we've seen, a little bit of what we've seen about it, having not gone through the process myself, I was, a U.S. Marine, so I went through a little bit of it, but, you know, small in proportion compared to the Navy SEALs. I mean, for us, there was the first night they picked us up, there was 87 of us. 12 weeks later, I think only 23 actually graduated. So they clear them out pretty quick, and the Navy SEALs even more so than that, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Bill, thank you for your service as well. You know, I think all services is equal. You know, we're definitely the tip of the spear, but without that shaft, without the staff of that spear, you know, it's really not as effective. But one thing that's pretty interesting, I had the honor of going back and actually being an instructor for SEAL training, you know, after I went through. And what I learned there is that Navy SEALs show up to training. You know, like, we don't make Navy SEALs. We don't take people and mold them into Navy SEALs. We find out who showed up. That's which Navy SEALs showed up in this class, and the other ones just go away. Because if you have what it takes to make it through, you're going to make it through. It's pretty interesting because so many people I've talked to, before they go through, if they say, I think I can do it, you know, this is something I really want to do, they're not going to make it through. I guarantee it. If they know they're going to make it through, if it's just, you know, like a foregone conclusion that being a SEAL is, you know, they already are one, so, you know, get me through the training.
Right.
They're going to make it through. So, you know, people already have it in them. But, you know, there are traits that Navy SEALs have that, you know, anybody can learn, you know, to grow in themselves.
Exactly. Well, I want you to unfold that a little bit more, if you would, Chris, what it means to be a Navy SEAL and the qualities that each SEAL is trained to embrace. You say, you know, these qualities are already embedded in them. It's just more probably an acknowledgement and a realizing that, hey, these are values that are within you, and this is what's going to solidify your training, right?
Yeah, you know, with the kind of society that we're in right now, and what's politically correct, and, you know, everything has to be equal, and, you know, boys have to be girls and girls have to be boys, you know, it's very confusing, especially for young people. And what's happening a lot, especially with boys, is, you know, trying to not let their male qualities come out. You know, it's like fighting. The act of fighting itself, for a boy, that's like telling a bird that it can't fly.
Exactly.
You know, that bird it's going to go crazy, you know, and that's what we're seeing happening. So we really need to embrace the good qualities, you know, not just in boys, but in girls too, you know. Being equal does not mean being the same. And I always say, you know, four quarters in the dollar bill are equal, but they are not the same.
Exactly.
And we need to treat, you know, boys and girls the same way. And so we can embrace these qualities, but, you know, with those qualities, you have things like being active and aggressive and disciplined and vigilant and brave. You know, those are all hard qualities that Navy SEALs need to have. Really, any warrior, you know, if you look back at any warrior society, which, you know, every society that's, you know, lasted for any length of time has to have a warrior class.
Exactly.
You know, they have those qualities, but they also have the other side. And the easiest way to think about it that people seem to understand is like the yin and the yang, you know, the hard and the soft. So you also need to work on these soft qualities, you know, such as being loyal and loving, you know, and patient. And because if you don't have these things, you know, if we go back to that bird analogy, you know, a bird being told it can't fly is going to go crazy. Well, you know, these are like the two wings on a bird, you know, the hard and the soft, and it's not going to fly straight if you have something wrong with one of those wings.
Exactly.
So you need to need to have both of those things, you know, and we see it all the time. We see it, you know, there's certain groups of people, let's say, who are very loyal and, you know, they're very brave, but they're missing, you know, the loving part, you know, and that just doesn't come through for them. And we see them doing a lot of bad things, you know, to other groups of people. And, you know, you can throw whatever groups you want into those two places. But, you know, it's pretty obvious once you sit and think about it, what happens when, you know, these two sides of the coin are not balanced properly. So, you know, you can work on these things. You can work on, you know, especially being loving is the most important thing. You know, when it just comes to training, because, but, you know, I teach people to shoot firearms. And if you want to learn to shoot firearms just because you want to look cool at the range, right. You know, when your alarm clock goes off in the morning and you planned on, you know, practicing your shooting that morning, well, you're going to hit the snooze button. But yes. If the reason is because you do not want to lose one of your children, you know, you don't want to see them harmed, you want to be able to protect your family, you know, you're training for love. You're going to get up early every single morning to make sure that you're there for them, that you can protect them. And it's the same thing, you know, in battle, it's that love of wanting to get back to your family that gives you the strength to make it through those tough situations.
Exactly. Yeah, I've often looked at it as a positive dynamic tension between those two wings, that there's going to be tension, but you want to have, you don't want to have too much tension that something snaps in the process. And, you know, I know a lot of people may be hearing you, Chris, talk about a loving seal and a warrior spirit, and this could be new to them, but it's also something to consider, as you say, in this 21st century that we're in, where America, probably more than any other time in its experience, has more weapons available to them today because of the kind of violence that's happening in the neighborhood. And many people are motivated because of love for family. They want to protect their families, but they have to understand the other side of that, as you say, that wing or that coin, is to have a balanced discipline and understanding of what you're doing and the responsibility that goes with gun ownership, right?
Definitely. You know, and just look back at any warrior society, and you can picture that loving, you know, warrior in any of them.
Our conversation with Chris Steinach, former Navy SEAL, continues. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Chris Sonnot continues, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, master firearms instructor, and a neural pathway training expert. You know, for those of us that did not go to SEAL school, we've seen it, and we say, hey, look at what they know. Maybe we should know. And Chris has been good enough to write a couple of books, How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL. And his latest book, I want to make sure I get that correct, is Navy SEAL Shooting. That is his latest. And Chris, congratulations on both books. How can people get their hands on your books?
Probably the easiest way is go to Amazon.com, but I also have a website, NavySealShooting.com, that also comes with two free videos if you register your book there.
Excellent. Okay, go to Amazon.com. You've got the names of the books. Once again, How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL and Navy SEAL Shooting from Chris Sinog. That's S-A-J-N-O-G. And Chris, you know, I wanted to continue our conversation in terms of, you know, that warrior class. How can we become a warrior class? In most boys, we understand that it's kind of, it's in our DNA to have that sense of adventure and that, you know, that kind of warrior spirit. I always get a kick out of young boys that, whose parents say, well, you know, I don't want you to have a gun. And then at Christmas time, they go out and find a stick and they're shooting people.
Yeah, you know, I've got two boys myself and, you know, you have to raise them according to, you know, how nature wants them to be raised. And, you know, there's certain things we can do. And one of the things for anybody needs to do, and I call it having a set of nuts, and those are non-negotiable, unalterable terms. Mm. And these are things that you are going to live by no matter what. And, you know, there's so many people that don't seem to have anything they really live by, anything they stand by. Mm. And, you know, if you just stand by anything, it really doesn't even matter what it is. If you have something you truly believe in, you know, that's going to make you, you know, one step closer to being a warrior.
Exactly.
But, you know, yeah, one of the most important things that, that everybody can do, and it's amazing how many people don't do it, but, you know, think about if you're going to go on vacation, you know, you plan it out where you're going to go, what you're going to do, everything you're going to do. But how many people wake up every single morning and say, you know what? This is what kind of day I'm going to have today. I'm going to have a great day. This is the kind of person I'm going to be. I'm going to be a warrior today. I'm going to be proud. I'm going to be active. You know, these are the things I'm going to do. You know, you can set the tone for you know, your day, for every day, every time you get out of bed and put your feet on the ground. You know, so just making these conscious decisions, you know, we are what we repeatedly do. You know, we are creatures of habit. You know, everything you do is a habit. So choose your habits, or your habits are going to, you know, they're going to choose you.
Exactly.
You know, and they already are. So choose the right ones and just, you know, decide what type of person you're going to be and just start acting like it. It's really not that hard. You just need to put a little mental effort into getting started.
Yeah, habits are the foundation to the character that you become, correct?
You know, like I said, habits, we are creatures of habit. Everything you do is a habit, and all you need to do is just start choosing them and forming them. You know, and some great ways to do that are doing things like martial arts. You know, I consider firearms training martial art, but, you know, especially if you're a boy, you need to go out and learn how to fight and let that side of you out. You know, if you've never been punched before, you need to know what that feels like.
Right.
You know, and that's part of being, you know, a boy. It's part of being a man. So go do that. But, you know, on the same thing, you know, let's work on that other side of being a warrior and meditate. You know, meditating is the most important thing that anybody can do for your mind and your body. And there's scientific studies that prove this over and over. You know, it's just got so many benefits. You know, there's a lot of people that get scared by the word meditation, and they think it has to do with, you know, Eastern religion, which it is in there, but, you know, it's also in the Bible. You know,
right.
There's many references to meditating on God. You know, it
right.
doesn't say what you have to meditate on. Just meditate. Meditating is just focusing on one thing, and by focusing on one thing, you learn to clear the rest of your mind. And you just start thinking better and acting better and, you know, again, getting one step closer to being a warrior.
Exactly. Chris, you talk about having a routine, meditation or prayer. The third thing is competition. You got to keep the blade sharp, right?
Yeah, you know, you've got to know what it's like to just put yourself out there, and win or lose, it's the act of doing it. You know, and it doesn't matter what it is. You know, if you're a kid and you've got a brother or a sister, challenge them to an arm wrestle. And even if your sister beats you arm wrestling, that's okay, because now you know where you're at. You know that you can put yourself out there and, you know, say, you know what, this is something that I said I can do. And, you know, maybe I didn't do it this time, but now I know where I'm at, and I know, you know, maybe I want to pursue this and get better at it and practice by building habits, or maybe I don't, but at least you put yourself out there. And that's super important, is, you know, go sign up for a race, you know, even if it's a walk or anything, do something, be involved in competition. You know, it can be a chess game, you know, and actually chess is one of the best games you can use to learn strategy and tactics for warfare.
Exactly. Well, Chris, in this culture that we live in, where everybody gets a trophy, what you're talking about is really counterintuitive.
Most definitely. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, my kids, they know how many trophies I have. I have one trophy. It's, you know, what I got when I was a kid. And, you know, they're like, Dad, you earned that trophy, right? And I'm like, yeah. You know, so whenever they get a trophy, you know, they're always like, Dad, is this a real trophy? And, you know, my kids are very athletic, and, you know, they win, you know, tournaments and stuff. So I'm like, no, that's a real trophy, guys. But it's definitely different. And, you know, that people don't want people to feel bad, you know, so, oh, everybody gets a trophy. But it doesn't work like that when you have to go out and get a job. You know, say, hey, everybody gets a paycheck, although, you know, of course there are half of our society wants it to be that way. Mm-hmm. And they want, you know, people like you and me to go work real hard and so they can
keep them in the lifestyle to which they've become accustomed. That's for sure. And the thing is, it's interesting, Chris, what you talk about your boys in saying, hey, Dad, is this a real trophy? I mean, this culture where we give trophies to everybody, the kids know the difference. I remember one time I was coaching a Little League team, and it was a T-ball team, and they said, hey, we're not keeping score here. Don't tell the kids you're not keeping score. The kids know. And come Monday at school, they say, hey, you know what? We kicked your butt, man. We had 20 runs over you. People know the difference. It is at the competitive heart of every boy. And for people to come in and say, oh, no, we're not going to keep score and we're just going to give everybody a trophy. I mean, those trophies stand by the wayside. They're meaningless. But the ones that the kids have earned and they know that they've busted their pick for, those are the ones that take center stage and the ones that they're most proud of.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's kids like you and me and your kids and my kids. But unfortunately, you know, the society, there's parents out there that are telling their kids, hey, that's the real trophy. Don't keep score, you know. So, mm-hmm. So those are, you know, the other half of society is growing up thinking that. They think right. they got those trophies.
And the sad thing about it, they're the ones that are going to go crippled into the rest of their lives and not realize the dreams, the full dreams that are expected for them. You know, we had this conversation just the other day with a psychologist and said that, to me, that's the biggest robbery that's happening in our country today is young kids, boys and girls, their dreams are being stolen because people are telling them that, hey, we're going to take care of you and we're going to do it for you. I mean, what this all comes down to, Chris, and at the heart of what you're writing about is self-responsibility and accountability. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us. Yes, you know, you need people to join with you, you know, just as you do with a Navy SEAL team. It's not just one person out there being a Rambo. You know, it's a team working together, watching each other's backs to go in and accomplish the mission. But you have to step up and you have to fulfill your obligation to the team and to your family, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, I give a talk on teamwork and I use team as an acronym for take responsibility, encourage others, ask for help, master your job. And the S for teams is being selfless. But, yes. You know, you're exactly right. That first one is taking responsibility. And, you know, I always tell my kids, you need to take it for anytime you want to make change, you take responsibility. And that's up to and including, I'll tell them, if somebody's punching you in the face, whose fault is it? It's your fault. You know, why is it your fault? Because your face is in front of their fist. Because if you look at it any other way and you blame it on them, that's not going to ever stop them from punching you in the face.
Exactly.
So go, okay, what do I need to do? I need to move out of the way. I need to block it. You're going to start coming up with answers. You're going to start coming up with solutions. But you won't do that until you take responsibility for what's happening.
Well, he's a best-selling author. Chris Sinog has been their guest, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, master firearms instructor, a neural pathway training expert. Chris, when you say you're a neural pathway training expert, I know people have heard that a couple times. They go, what's a neural pathway training expert?
So neural pathways are what are formed every time you do any skill, no matter what it is. So I've perfected the art of using how your brain works and builds memories and skills to teaching people how to develop any elite skill they want to develop.
So whether it's shooting or maybe a golf stroke, right?
Exactly. Any skill. I'm talking to the business owners who want to train their employees quickly and accurately. You know, it's just a new way of looking at training to be more efficient.
Well, that's great. Chris Sinog, thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget to go to Amazon.com and pick up his two books. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.